Oh, he was a very superior chap, you know, very superior. Don't know why he was, but he liked me, and I'd done my thesis under him. He liked me and thought that he'd shut me up straight away in case I knew something he didn't know. But I didn't know anything.
Why did
And
you then
another in.
think there was a war coming?
Why? Oh, now that's a question I have to answer mystically. I hate that thing. Why do people know things? I don't know. I think we would know much more if we weren't closed to it, deliberately closing our minds to these things. I wasn't the only one. At what point, Claire, did you feel there was a war coming, the 1914-18 war? At what point in years? Now, we haven't discussed it. Yes?
And they were very keen on my work. And one day the chief inspector of the Board of Education came and said to me that as artists are poor people, we were very poor in those days, it would be best if I left one day out of the Slade and went to the Central School of Art and Crafts, where I could do book illustration that would enable me to go on with my work. So I went, and I was there. I would go between the Slade and the Central, and I started doing sculpture and book illustration. And I met William Rothenstein there. He was very keen on my work. And I was quite happy. And one day I began going 2 days a week to the Central, because in many ways the Slade was rather poor in its teaching. Tonks was very keen on men. He loathed women, really loathed them. He used to make some of them weep. He was so rude to them, hardly looked at most of them. And I walked into the Central one day, and there was a notice, not much bigger than this, in large black type, "German students not allowed here." I thought that very strange. I was brought up on French, German and English literature. I could lisp La Fontaine when I was barely one, and I liked Goethe's poetry, which I knew a little about, and Heine. And my father was a professor. He knew all the languages, and he was very keen on us knowing languages. So even at the age of one, I could do La Fontaine. And it hurt me terribly. I'd never thought about war. And I thought, well, this is terrible. And I just walked out. And then I was by nature a Quaker, and I went to several Quaker meetings. And I realized that there was a movement called the conscientious,
No Conscription Fellowship.
The No Conscription Fellowship. I joined it at once.
When was this? Was this before the war actually began?
Oh, no, it was when the war began.
Yeah.
You see.
But we were working out at what point.
Only the First World War.
Yes.
Second World War, my husband is disgusted.
No, but this is the First World War.
Yes, I had just left the Slade, and I felt that as there was a war on, I ought to do something. So I applied, I was only 17 then, I left the Slade and the Central School of Arts and Crafts, and I applied for a job to teach art, to teach. And because I was qualified to teach, I got a job at a public school in Hampshire. And this is one of my colleague who also did. She was a Plymouth sister. Do you know the Plymouth brothers?
Yes.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
I think there's another one.
Yes, it's a different kind, the other one.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's another drawing.
Have you decided which poems you
yes,
want?
Yes, we have. Yes, we were just going through them. We thought, here they are.
Is this the page?
Let me see. They're from choice here. No, this is not. This is my choice. No, show
no,
it to me.
No, that's Voices.
No,
it's in here.
Show me that and I'll show
yes,
you
in here.
There's a... That's got
here it is, yes.
But it isn't there. Turn the other side. That's right.
Yes.
You've got the sequence there that yes. you've selected. But start with the dedication, the italic one.
It starts with Eris.
No. Just go back a bit. And even further back. That's it. Are you on?
These poems will speak for themselves.
When were these poems written?
They were written right through. I should say they're something like 4 years of duration. Court martial prison tells you here. That's why I wanted Claire to read that one. Right through and in the place. So that is when one could write you.
This poem was written when you came out, surely.
Which one? Yes, that's the dedication.
Yes.
It describes the whole lot.
Yes, could you start with that one, please?
These poems will speak for themselves. They were written in police cell, guard room, and in prison walls. Strict silence must be preserved, but the heart was too full to be silent. And so it sang. It sang as a child of what it saw and what it felt. It sang of its love and of its vision. They say of the soul that it is as a ball which cannot be pressed to bursting. The more it is pressed, the more will it seek to find its proper form. The youth spirit, under the pressure of the great slaughter, sought to find itself. May these poems be worthy of all the world over who have struggled and suffered and found their rest. All right?
Yes, thank you.
Now, should I start with the others? It's called Arrest. Treat well all strangers at your tent. They may be angels heaven sent. As we were eating, three men came. We bid them share, they asked my name. They joined us both, and as we sat, they asked me this and asked me that, then said, we come to bid you kill, and you must do the things we will. As we were eating, three men came. We strangers were, they asked my name. Treat well all strangers at your tent. They may be angels heaven sent. Shall I just go on?
Yes. And why don't you give the title for each one?
A stranger sleeps here by my side. Oh, I'm sorry. Companions in guard room. A stranger sleeps here by my side. We strangers sleep in a strange place. We shared in food and laughter too, and did not speak of our disgrace. Tomorrow I to prison go, because I would not kill a thing. Tomorrow he to his trial goes. He goes to trial for murdering. I did a drawing of that. No. The opaque glass, I faintly spied a stretch of grass, some trees, and sky of blue. I breathed the air once more. In joy, I cried, my cell looks out on home. For now I knew that friends were near where I could always go to vent my longing soul and feel new life. For in the sky are stars that seem to know, and in the grass is rest from all this strife. And so without complaint each day I'd start my silent toil and comfort my lone heart, until sweet night would softly steal me out into the open space I saw without. Gone were the walls and opaque glass and bars. On grass I lay in commune with the stars. My work. My friend stands by my side and works, and not a word he whispers me. He is afraid that they may know that friend and friend together be. I know his every look, and he knows every changing look of mine, yet hardly does he look my way, lest their friendship may divine. Where are you going, little maid? I'm off to prison, sir, she said. What would you in a house of care? I'm off to see my father there. Your father, child, how comes he there? I will not kill, he did declare. You'll make him happy, little maid. I may not touch him, sir, she said. A very ancient book. Slaughter. That old woman is mad. She paces the earth in search of her dead son. He shouted, Mother, when the bayonet was thrust through him. She is followed by one who was young a year ago, and they both mumble, so many, so many. That old man sniffs the air for more flesh blood. He is not satisfied. The earth is large, there is still room for more corpses. Young children play at soldiers. Enemies. Mute, blind, with eyes wide open, he stands at the corner of a street, waiting for one to take him over the road. The one he wounded stands, mute, blind, with eyes wide open, waiting for one to take him over the road. They've stuck together the pages. Two Hebrew parables. Thou shalt not kill, the prophet said. The eagle, swooping on its prey, turned at the sound and frightened fled, and left the lambkin to its play. But soon a lone, sad voice is heard. It is the eagle and her brood, pleads at his feet the parent bird. Must my young die for want of food? The Red Sea. Praise God, loud sang the Hebrews all, the heathen struggles in the sea, as with one voice the Hebrews call, praised be the Lord, for good is he. Dark looked God's spirit and forlorn,
while wild and loud the cymbals grew. Why mourneth God on this glad morn? Are not the slain my children too? The guard room. Soon May shall come, young-hearted May, rich blossoming May, a song all day. Then shall we know a dungeon bare of gruesome, dark, and stenching air. Oh, is it night or is it day? It is a morn of sunny May. My love has brought spring bloom to us, brought daffodil and narcissus. We'll keep them fresh and near all day. Thus shall we know its joyous May.